Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign for Friday, June 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, how Narendra Modi turned India into an oil-exporting powerhouse. Well, his name is Narendra Modi. And as the 14th Prime Minister of India, he may just be the most popular world leader today. Last evening, Mr. Modi was feted to a state dinner by President Biden, as the United States spared no expense in rolling out the red carpet. Earlier in the week, Modi was the chief speaker for the yoga celebration at the United Nations, while last week, he was the honored guest and keynote speaker at Russia's St. Petersburg Economic Forum. And of course, he is esteemed as a major supplier of refined petroleum products for Western Europe. How he became so heralded is a fascinating story, one that tells much about the current direction of this global economy. Now, it all began, as so much of our current history, with the conflict in Ukraine, a conflict that has divided the world into the pro-Ukrainian countries of the North, principally those countries in Western Europe who are members of NATO, and the United States. Well, on the other side of the conflict, and on the other side of the world, are the nations of the South, those countries that represent the BRICS nations of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now, NATO had two principal strategies to oppose the conflict. First, to supply an unlimited amount of military equipment to Ukraine. And second, to provide economic sanctions against Russia. Chief among these was to cut off sales of Russian oil to the West. Combine this with the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline that provided Russian gas to Europe, and you have a pretty impenetrable block for any Russian oil going from Russia to Europe. And it didn't take Russia long to realize that they would have to make up for those lost sales in Europe, and incidentally, the lost sales to the United States, which had also cut off all Russian oil sales. So like any good salesman, Russia went to its best customers and offered a discount for all Russian oil that they'd purchase. Both India and China were anxious to buy more Russian oil, and they've quickly made up for any deficit from the Western countries. India increased its import of Russian oil by better than 40% in the first year of the war, and then last year increased that by another 20% above that level. Currently, India is importing nearly 2 million barrels of Russian oil per day. That's an all-time record. But here's the rub. Not all of that oil is for Indian consumption. Nearly half of that oil is then refined in India and sold on the open market. And who buys most of that Indian refined oil? Well, you guessed it, Europe. So India has become the most significant supplier of refined petroleum products to Europe, petroleum products which are at their core Russian oil. What a small world. Now, the Finnish think tank, the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, has named this process the laundromat. It's the process where Russian Urals crude is first sold to India, providing Russia with much-needed rubles, and then refined by India and sold again to Europe, creating cash flow all along the chain. Now, the most ironic of all steps in this laundromat process is utilized by Bulgaria in selling diesel to Ukraine. Again, Bulgaria buys Russian crude oil, refines it into diesel, among other products, and then sells that diesel to Ukraine. So as incredible as this may sound, many of those Ukrainian tanks are currently operating on Bulgarian refined Russian oil. The world continues to get smaller. So you can see why Prime Minister Modi is popular in Russia. Last week at their premier global conference, the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, Modi was the honored guest and keynote speaker, as well as the guest of President Putin at dinner. After all, India is now one of Russia's best oil customers, a customer who is worth literally billions in petroleum sales for Russia. And then last night, the United States began to play catch-up. Modi had been invited to a full state visit, complete with a state dinner last night. The Biden administration is becoming increasingly aware that India is slipping into the southern half of the globe. A founding member of BRICS, the relationship between India, Russia, and China is becoming closer all the time. Recently, we've seen a growing military alliance between Russia and China. And although India has remained assiduously neutral, it's not at all clear which side India would choose if a worldwide conflict emerged between Russia and NATO. Now, whether America can pull India away from their increasing alliance with Russia and China will fall to the diplomatic efforts of President Biden. Like it or not, much of this country's future relationship with India will rest in the personal interaction between Biden and Modi on this state visit. Indications in the Indian press are that the country is thrilled to have their leader visit the United States. Whether that translates into something more substantive is an open question. But one thing is certain. While the Indian relationship with Russia is solid, representing literally billions of dollars in trade, the United States found itself virtually empty-handed. Like the house guest who brings a half-empty bottle of wine for their host, India agreed to purchase two small contracts of military equipment from the Americans. While the American press may portray this as a big deal, the reality is that Modi was just being polite. And that's The Value Side for this Friday, June 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.